was saying, I don't know how much credence you give Terry Wallace, but in the paper this morning he was quoted as saying that both the Dockers and the Eagles have lost what he calls grunt. What do you make of that?
Yeah, Terry's obviously entitled to his opinion. I don't think in the West we've lost our grunt. Obviously on the weekend we showed really great effort. We lost the game, we showed great effort. We're 6-5 at the moment. So yeah, Terry's entitled to his opinion, but we don't think it's true.
What did you make of the game?
Judge, much as you can. Yeah, thank you.
What did you make of the game on the weekend when they were men down? It was a bit of a thrilling contest from your point of view. Where did you see it go against you?
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing to lose. None of us players like losing. We sort of lost it in that fourth quarter. I guess we got run over the top. They did have some injured players. There's no excuses for us as to adding guys out in the field.
Did you feel like the momentum, you were losing momentum despite them losing two players in that second half and in that final quarter?
I don't think we lost momentum. They got a few goals on us and we didn't capitalise on our goals. Lachie Neal obviously missed a close one and Brad Hillard as well. So if they kicked those, obviously in the game still. But we did lose those critical contests late in the game, which sort of did cost us.
Each and every week when Aaron Sanderlands doesn't play, we ask, could he have been the difference? Could he have been the difference in that game on the weekend? And is that how important he is to this team?
Yeah, he's a great player, and I think so is John Griffin. He's almost played 100 AFL games now, so he's a really experienced ruckman as well. Full credit to Brodie Grundy, he's a great ruckman in all Australian form. So it's hard to say Aaron would be the difference, but I think John Griffin played his role on the weekend as well.
What are you hoping from Sandy this week? Are you as a player hoping that he gets up and plays this weekend?
Yeah, we'd love Sandy to play. Sandy's a great player. He's been a great ruckman for a long time now, so if we get him to play up in Brisbane, it'll be a bonus for us.
Statistically, you've only won two first halves out of 11 games this season. Does the coach specifically address that problem?
Yeah, it's something we're working on week to week. We train really hard with our structures and things behind the ball to get us to win those quarters. We're slowly improving on them things. We haven't got everything right so far, but like I said, we work week to week. We train twice a week to work on those things behind the ball. So we're working week to week on that.
Do you change your pre-game routine at all to be in a better position to start better?
I don't think we change it all. We just change our structures and things that get us in a better position to win the ball back. I think on the weekend we turned the ball over a few too many times out of our D50, which really cost us as a team. So we're working on that week to week.
It seemed like you've been coming out onto the ground a lot later than the opposition in games. And even last week against Adelaide, you were laid out after half time. Would you feel more comfortable if you were out warming up a bit earlier?
I think we've been doing that all year. That's what we do as a team. We've got our different things in play that we do behind closed doors. I think it doesn't affect us in any way, the way we play the game, so I think we'll keep it the same.
So can you talk us through what that routine is behind?
Oh, it's just behind closed doors stuff that players do.
Ross talked about having more contributors, sort of like not relying so much on the key players. Is that something that the players have been focusing on?
I think we like 22 guys that go out there to play their role. There's definitely some great signs with young guys coming through. We've seen Luke Ryan on the weekend really had an influence in the game. It's only his first senior game, but I thought he had an influence and got better as the game went on. So to have 22 guys out there to obviously all play their roles, it's critical. We now lead us to stand up, which they have been doing all year. It's like I said, 22 players, it's critical for us.
A lot of chopping and changing, I suppose, to the defence. You had a lot of blokes coming in and out of there this year. I imagine you would like a bit more of a settled back six at the moment.
Yeah, we do, but that's AFL football. If you're not standing up, there's guys below you ready to take your spot. So, each week we go out and try our best, and sometimes it doesn't work out. So guys come in and guys come out. I think every team in the AFL does that.
You've been in there obviously the whole time. What's it like when you're adjusting to different blokes in there each week doing different roles?
Yeah, I think I've trained all year with my teammates at Peel and who play AFL as well. So we know exactly what we're getting when a new guy comes in. Obviously, Luke Ryan's the first game. We knew exactly what we're going to get from Luke Ryan. Ethan Hughes is the same. Cam Sutcliffe's been in and out, he's exactly the same.
Can you tell us a bit about Sean Darcy and whether he's ready to go at the AFL level? He played a pretty decent game against Subi on the weekend, and with Sandy 50-50, is he a chance maybe to step up to the next time? Do you think he's ready?
Yeah, I think he is a chance. We've got a few guys down at Pillar playing really well. He's only 18 as well, Sean Darcy, so he's a big 18-year-old. I think Ruckman take a bit longer to develop, but Sean's come on really well. He's a big fella and competes really hard, so if he gets his chance, we're going to be great for him.
Is his body size the one thing that probably gets him a chance at 18 as opposed to your tall, skinny Ruckman that needs a little bit of time to develop? Is he ready mentally, I suppose,
Yeah, I like to think all our players are ready mentally. If they're playing at Peel and there's a spot that comes up, they're ready to come in and play their role for the side. So I don't think size or shape matters with who we pick in the side. It's, I'm going to say, come in and play their role.
With the Brad Hill miss late in the game, you're obviously a defender. Do you like seeing it when any player is dribbling the ball along the ground rather than having a shot for goal with a normal drop punt? What's your thought when you're from an opponent's perspective? It's a trend in footy that everyone likes to kick the ball along the ground.
Yeah, I guess guys train weekly on being in those positions, I guess, and someone like Brad Hill, he does that time and time again at a training, and he kicked 9 out of 10 of those goals. So I'd like him to kick it to go through, to put us in front, or at least get us close to the lead. But like I said, guys train for that. We train as defenders to keep them boundary side to do those dribble kicks. I think most guys in the AFL do that as well. So we're trying to do that, we're trying to stop that. If it goes through, it goes through.
What about from the corridor, though? When blokes running into open goal and dribbling along the ground, why is that the case these days?
Yeah, like, I'm not too sure. I'm not a forward, and I'm not Brad Hill either. So, no, I'd like to Brad Hill to steady up and kick the goal. But if you can dribble it through and it's a goal, we don't matter how it gets through, as long as it goes through.
You've got a bye coming up now, and you've tasted half a season of the travel for Fremantle. Have you noticed a difference in your body as compared to when you're at the Bulldogs in Geelong?
Not really, to be honest. I think for me, being 24 years old, I'm still pretty young. I quite enjoy the travel as well. I like getting away, and it's good for the team to really bond as well, which at the Bulldogs we didn't really get away as much. So it's good to get away, and like I said, be close to your teammates, and we do recovery and stuff together, which is really good. I mean, we can go and play the game, and we fly home, and we're all a real close bunch. So I quite enjoy the travel. I think most of the young guys do. I haven't got kids or anything yet, so not too sure when I get around to having kids one day how the travel will go.
Tell us about Brisbane, and I suppose you go there, even though it's their home ground, you'll go probably as favourites into this game. Are you excited by that opportunity of getting a win away from home?
Yeah, look, we've got a few good wins on the road this year. It's been exciting for us, able to win on the road. Brisbane, I think they're a good side at home, that they play really well. We're going to have to be at our best to beat them. So, like I said, we get back to training this week, and we get back to doing our things we do well, our basics, and trying to get the ball out of D50 and things like that. So mainly our structures for us. So going to go up there with a really strong side and try and get the 4 points.
Anything early that you've identified with Brisbane, key to beating them?
Look, they're a good young side. They crack in. They try really hard. They try and play four quarters of footy like we do. We have to be at our best to beat them.